The project is tagged De-risking renewable energy in the Nigerian power sector. It is aimed at addressing climate change, poverty reduction, and viable alternative for power supply. This project is a private sector-driven mechanism supported by Global Environmental Fund, United Nations Development Programme, and facilitated by the Federal Ministry of Environment through the Energy Commission of Nigeria. Over $200 million have been budgeted for the project, of which the private investor will contribute the highest percentage. Director General of the ECN, who was represented by the Director Linkages and Consultancy, Engineer Oko Ekwenyo, stated that strategies have been put in place for the project to succeed.
We have similar projects that have been initiated, not actually implemented, because there is nothing like 100 megawatts of solar PV plants in Nigeria for now. That is why this project is not just building the power plant, but it is trying to address some of those things that made other initiatives not to operate. UNDP has a methodology called de-risking of renewable energy investment that will be able to identify some of the risk and then tell you the measures you are to follow.
The workshop also featured the unveiling of another project known as Sustainable Fuelwood Management in Nigeria. This project is aimed at cutting down the excessive use of firewood for cooking, heating, and other energy needs. Engineer Okon Ekpanyo also explain further.
This project is going to help local manufacturing of improved wood stove. We have already created the market for him. We have already created awareness, sensitization, interpreted in different languages. So now he has the market. The buyer are out there.
Some participants, Malam Yahaya Ahmed of the Developmental Association for Renewable Energy and Dr. Victor Ayofadeke of the African Clean Energy Summit, spoke on the two projects and also appreciate government commitment towards addressing climate change.
In this case, we call the device Save It. The project is already developed, it is there. So immediately you implement it, it starts having an effect. If we don't do anything, a lot of hectares of forest will go.
Sustainable development was what took our dear president to go to New York. Now, when these programs are really effectively implemented, the success of what the president has done in signing those two documents of Paris Agreement and this sustainable development goals of the UN can be achieved.
Bauchi State has been selected for the renewable energy project implementation, while Kaduna, Delta, and Cross River are the pilot states for the sustainable fuelwood management program. I am Shindong Bala.